My scripture reading is in Luke 12, starting at the 13th verse. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who appointed me a judge or arbitrator over you?" Then he said to them, "Beware and be on your guard against every form of greed, for not even when one has an abundance does his life consist of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man was very productive. And he began reasoning to himself, saying, 'What shall I do, since I have no place to store my crops?' Then he said, 'This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store all my grain and all my goods. And I will say to my soul, so you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your soul is required of you. And now, who will own what you have prepared? So is the man who stores up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.'" Skipping down to verse 33. "Sell your possessions and give to charity. Make yourselves money belts which do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near, nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for these words of truth. Heavenly Father, we ask that we will get the message from you that you would have us to get from your word, and hear it as you would have us to understand it. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you will bless the thoughts and the words that are expressed in the rest of the message. And Heavenly Father, help it to help each one of us as you would have. In the name of your loving Son, Yeshua, we ask all these things, and amen. My text to you today is in James 4 and verse 13. So let's look at that together. James 4, verse 13. "Come now, you who say, 'Today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city, and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit.' Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, 'If the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that.'" My message to you today is entitled, "Let Us Pray." And we want to see from our scripture reading and from our text, we want to see details about prayer and what prayer, each prayer that we make to God, some things that it ought to entail. Our text lets us know to always seek God's will for the decisions that we make in our lives. As our text says, life is very short. Why waste time? Why waste this short time that we are given living out the bad decisions and bad choices that we make for ourselves. Why not trust our Maker who knows the best choices and is more than eager to bless us with them? Our loving Father wants the best for us in life. And we should remind ourselves to always trust Him and go to Him when we have decisions to make, choices to make. Go to the one who made us, who brought us into this world for His purposes and for His plan. Go to Him. You'll get the best choice. Let's trust Him for this knowledge of Him, that He wants the best for us, that He will let us know the choices to make in life. How should we pray? How should we go to God? What are some of the very best details that we can make sure that we are covered when we say our prayers to Him? Let us pray first for proper motivation. What is motivation? We all have desires and needs and wants. And these desires and needs is what prompts us to take action, to do, to act. But the very best and proper motivation is that which acknowledges that God has the very best for us, and we need to go to Him to find out what it is and get ourselves on that track. We need to get in God's plan for our life, not just our wants, not just our desires. Sort of selfish when you really look at it and think of it. God wants us to be servants of Him. He wants us to help accomplish His plan. We might call it a master plan for humankind, each one of us. Let's get in God's plan. Let's find out what God's way would be for our lives. And you know what that will result in? It will result in the very best actions that we can make in our lives. It will result in us receiving God's blessings. Because when we find out God's truths and we know His commands for our life, and then we decide we're going to do that, we're going to obey God. We're going to find His truths and we're going to do them. We're going to act upon it. Then we have promises of God that His blessings will not only come our way, but we will abide in God's blessings. It will almost be as if we are overwhelmed by His overflowing blessings. It will be as if our cup can stand no more of blessings and it overflows. Wouldn't you want that in your heart and life? Would you not want to know that the rest of your life can be lived like that in God's blessings? We need to pray for proper motivation. God's way will motivate us to be better children. Secondly, we need to pray to God for divine guidance. That's God's way. Our choices, if you look back on your life, look back on the choices that you've already made up to this point in your life, what has your choices led to? And I'm talking about the ones that you didn't involve God in. A natural choice. More of a humanly. A self choice. What happened as a result of just your choice for yourself and your way of living? Disaster. Primarily disaster. That's what our choices will most often lead to without God. But God's choices in our life, when we consult Him and when we abide in those and we carry through and act upon the motivation that He provides to us, God's choices will lead to blessings. They will lead to the very best person, child of God, the very best that we can be is with divine guidance. All of us, we need to recognize when we go to God in prayer, pray for His will. Pray for His way. Pray for divine guidance. And thirdly, let's pray for proper purpose in our life. What could be the highest calling of God? To carry through with His purpose for our life. Why? Because God has called us to be servants of His. Jesus came as a servant. He didn't come, He said from His own mouth, He didn't come to be served. He come to serve. And that He did. He fed the hungry. He brought sight to the blind. He brought hearing to the deaf. He healed the sick. He brought life to the dead. Jesus served. God wants us to serve Him and help in His plan. Proper purpose. Others need to see God in our lives. God calls us with a higher calling, not a lower. Let our purposes be of high value, high moral values. Let it be a high calling, not a low calling. God blesses His children to bless others. God calls us to serve Him so that others can see God in our lives and the way we live it and how we respond to the things in life that come to us. Others will be brought to God and to the knowledge of Him and to the life that He gives, which brings joy, peace, happiness, fulfillment. Others will see that in us. They will want it. They will want God in their heart and life. They will want to be a child of God just as they see that we are. They need to see God in us. Let us also pray for an unsaved world. Did you know that it is said that as time goes by, even the very best Christian people develop a less compassionate heart? Christian people, somehow, as time goes by, they become calloused. Calloused to the unsaved person, to the unsaved world. But our prayers need to be so that God will give us a more compassionate heart, will lay a burden on us for the unsaved. And so as people come to us and God brings them into our lives, we need to be able to then witness to them about the better way, about serving God, about the blessings that God has for them as they become His children. If anything is said for sure in this Word of God, it is that God has both blessings and cursing for human beings. And it depends on the decisions that we make. It depends on whether we are a child of His, whether or not we obey Him or not, whether or not we receive His blessings or His curses. I know you don't want His curses, and neither do I. Blessings will come and will continue to flow as we draw closer and closer to Him, becoming more like Him each day of our life. We need to have circumcised hearts and circumcised minds. The callousness, unfeelingness, lack of compassion, it needs to be repented of. It needs to be not a part of us, for we need to be God's children, compassionate, loving as God is love, and wishes that all would come to the knowledge of Him. We need to pray for God in our homes. We need to pray for our homes to be more God-like, to have God prevalent in our homes, the homes of the people of our congregation. It's most important that our homes have God prevalent in it, because that's how we develop. That's how others will see us. That's where we get our starting points of our testimonies, personal testimonies that we can give to others. Our homes are reflected in our lives and in our children's lives and actions. God needs to be prevalent in our homes. We also need to pray for personal dedication. Boy, that is very important. Personal dedication. What am I talking about? I'm talking about sincerity in your relationship to God. I'm talking about a personal relationship with your Maker and Jesus Christ, who died for you. Personal, sincere, dedicated. Be the son or daughter that your heavenly Father made you to be, wants you to be. Why you're even here? why he saw fit to bring you into this world. Be the kind of son or daughter that the Father made you to be. Be more like him. Seek his way and his plan for your life. And draw ever closer to him each moment of your life. If you don't, it's a wasted moment. Time is short. Life is short. It's flying by. Don't waste your life making bad decisions and living the life that results from those bad choices and bad decisions. Set your goals high. Let your plans have high worth, not low. Make your decisions with his will and way as the primary basis for those. Lastly, let's pray for God's Holy Spirit. This is how God is most revealed to us today. It's through his Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the loving Father and the loving Son for you. God's Holy Spirit sent to be with you each moment of the day, be with you the rest of your life. Be that which makes your body God's temple. You should be holy. If you have God's Holy Spirit within you, you are holy. God wants you to be more and more that way. He wants you to be filled and refilled and refilled. As some would say, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, being immersed, having so much or being so full of the Holy Spirit and God's way and God's truth that it overflows in you. Be filled, if possible, to overflowing. Can you stay that way? Every moment of every day of the rest of your life, can you be and have your relationship with God to such of a degree that you attain that 100% the rest of your life? Most likely not. We're humans. We have shortcomings. We fail. We let things get in our way. We have distractions. Satan comes against us sometimes. Sometimes we ourselves get out of the will of God. Get distracted. Get detoured. God wants us to come back on track. He wants us to get his Holy Spirit in our heart and life and keep it there most prevalently. Holy Spirit is going to give us guidance. It's going to remind us of God's wants for us, of his commands to us. It's going to teach us of those truths. It's going to bring comfort to our minds and hearts. It's going to bring joy and peace and purpose and fulfillment and contentment. Are those not the most important things that you are searching for? Are those things not some of those voids that you just know that there's something missing in your heart and life, and you can't put a finger on it, and you haven't found it, but yet you know something's not quite right, something's not quite there? Those are some of the things that it is, and those are the things that only God can bring to you. So I'm saying to you, let us pray. Let us pray these kind of prayers for these worthy things that God brings and wants for us. I'd like for all of us to stand right now, and let's say Aaron's blessings, God's blessings to us, and our blessings to each other. Let's repeat these all together right now. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His face on you and give you peace. Let's pray.